Resonance Audio presents Alternate Side by Anna Quinlan, performed by Ellen Archer. For Len Shifang, exceptional mother, wife, and attorney, beloved daughter-in-law. The secret of a happy marriage remains a secret. Henny Youngman.
Just look at that,
Charlie Nolan said, his arm extended like that of a maitre d' indicating a particularly good table. Oh my God, stop, said Nora Nolan, looking through the narrow opening of the parking lot, at the end of which she could just glimpse the front bumper of their car.
It's beautiful, Bun, Charlie said. Come on, you have to admit it's beautiful. Look at that.
That's what Charlie did when he wanted to make sure you got his point. Turned words into sentences. Full stop. Some sweet deal. Big brass balls. The first night they'd met, almost 25 years ago, in the crowded bar in the village that was a vegan restaurant now.
You are great. Really, really great.
Nora could not recall exactly when she'd first begun to think, if not to say, just so annoying. In the line of narrow townhouses that made up their side of the block, standing shoulder to shoulder like slender soldiers of flawless posture and unvarying appearance, there was one conspicuous break, a man down, a house-width opening to a stretch of macadam turned into an outdoor parking lot. It held only 6 cars, and since nearly everyone on the block wanted a space, it had become a hot commodity, a peculiar status symbol. A book about the city's history in the archives of a museum at which she had once interviewed for a job had told Nora that a house in that space had been gutted in a fire, and the family that owned it had never bothered to rebuild. It had happened in the early 1930s, when the country, the city, and the west side of Manhattan had no money, which of course had happened again in the 1970s, and would doubtless happen again sometime in the future, because that was how the world worked. At the moment, however, it seemed scarcely possible. A house on the next block had just sold for $10 million in a bidding war. The couple who sold it had bought it for $600,000 when their children were young.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?